From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A recently elected member of the U.S. Wheat Associates Executive Board says the depressed ag economy continues to challenge U.S. wheat farmers. Ohio farmer Doug Goings, elected during the joint USW and National Association of Wheat Growers Board meetings in Washington, D.C., says a big challenge will be maintaining funding for wheat growers in the 2018 Farm Bill. Goings tells Brownfield times are tough for American wheat growers and expanding exports is critical today. An ag lender says some farmers should consider leasing as a tool to improve cash flow. Paul Curran is vice president of ag lending at Farmers State Bank in Wisconsin, and he tells Brownfield they're seeing less borrowing and more leasing by farmers who want to improve their facilities and equipment. Curran says some lenders, including his company, offer an accordion-style payment setup, which allows producers to adjust payments based on their ability to pay as commodity prices fluctuate. He says farmers may have to shop around for ag lenders as their products and terms vary. The pork industry continues to discuss the issue of pork quality. Many feel it's time to update the pork quality grading system. Bill Even, CEO of the National Pork Board, says the feedback he's getting is that while the industry was wildly successful with its Pork the Other White Meat campaign, positioning pork as a healthy protein, there's some feeling that the industry went too far on the lean side. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.